All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Everybody out there, right, they want kids to be doing something, and we're getting closer and closer to doing that. And let's talk golf. Brett Williams has been the head golf coach at Sherrard, I think, about 11 years now, and he's involved with the instruction of golf as well. And I know Brett Williams here, with some of these restrictions being loosened effective Friday, you want to get some youngsters out on the golf course working on their game. What do you have coming up?
Thanks, Jim. Yes, absolutely. I've been doing a couple individual lessons, but phase four in Illinois starts Friday, which opened up like the 50-plus group gatherings, or like 50. So I have been doing junior clinics the last few years, pretty much age groups from 5 to 14 at Fire Lake on Sundays from 3 to 5. The last few years I've had up to 15 participants. It's a great way to learn golf, all the way from the fundamentals of the swing to, you know, etiquette. And we have fun out there. It's a little challenging with some of the kids. You know, it's 2 hours long, so you have to keep their interest. So we do some games with the play balls, you know, hitting them in the hula hoops, kind of symbolizing a big hole. And, you know, we open up the range for like a par three course. And it's real fun, and it's a great place to have it. Fire Lake's a beautiful, beautiful place, and the range is very accommodating. So I kind of sent that out, and look forward to starting that. July 5th would be the first day for that.
And so your intention and motivation in all this must be to grow the game of golf. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. When I started golf, home course was Highland Springs, and they had a great, like, a Monday, Friday, $3. And I would actually put my golf clubs on my bicycle handlebars and drive. Pretty cool. I'd ride my bike there, and at that time they had a pond in the front of the course, so I'd go in the pond and find some balls, and then I'd walk the course. And, you know, and it was neat because they welcomed junior golf. And as golf, you know, evolves, I want to see a lot of juniors out there. It's really, really fun to see the, you know, the junior golfers out there, and how they interact with all ages. I think when I went out as a junior and I would ask to play with the older gentlemen, they welcomed it, and they became teachers. You know, they teach me etiquette and not to step in the line, or, you know, it's not your turn. And I think that's gone away with the welcome. You know, everybody wants to play a round of golf really quick, and you tend not to see a lot of people walking anymore. So I like to get out there and get the juniors out there. And then, you know, as they evolve through the clinic, we go out on the golf course and teach, you know, how to function on the golf course. So when they go on their own, you know, they won't be so intimidated to ask to play with other people, and they actually feel comfortable being out there. Because sometimes, as unfortunate as it is, sometimes it's not welcomed. You know, everybody wants to get done as quick as they possibly can. And golf is pretty much, I like just going out there and being outside. And like I said, you know, Fire Lake, if it hasn't been out there, it's beautiful out there. The kids really like being out there. And some kids ask to fish, or, hey, can I just go play in the sand traps? And you know what? Hey, you know what that presents is a lesson on teaching how to rake sand. I had one of my students a couple years ago do all the bunkers on one and two, and she absolutely had a blast. And then she's like, can I jump in the bunker? I'm like, well, I'll be careful, but yeah, let's do it. And then we'll make it again, you know. So there's always lessons to learn out there.
All right, so then the Brett Williams, the Sherrard golf coach, and again, providing a clinic, again, every Sunday starting July 5th, and you said from 3 to 5 p.m., so people that are listening can just show up that day, or do they need to contact in? Is there any type of fee?
To contact the clubhouse at Fire Lake, or then they know how to get in contact with me. Or, you know, July 5th at 3 p.m., if anybody just wants to show up, July 5th was kind of going to be like the introduction one, and I can talk to the parents. What I've been doing in the past, it's $100. It's every Sunday, 2 hours, and it goes through until the course closes. So you're, you know, they get, you know, anywhere from 10 to 16 two-hour lessons. It's a real reasonable rate. It'll involve more than that. I don't know if we have enough time for me to cover everything, but it's worth their while. And like I said, I cover a lot of the things and touch on a lot of the things to get them ready if they want to go into, you know, school golf or just you know, weekend golf, just to learn how to function on the golf course.
All right. Well, I know you, from an IHSA high school golf standpoint, the Sherrard Tigers coming off a strong campaign in 2019, team advanced to a state. Now, you know, as we sit here and talk today, you know, all things being equal, I think golf in the IHSA can play. There's, you know, when August 10th rolls around with, you know, if social distancing is in play, I think you can do golf pretty easily with those type of restrictions in place. But the question is can other sports in the IHSA play? You know, because there are different factors in play with other sports. How do you feel about a forthcoming IHSA golf season, I guess?
I truly believe we could do golf. The only thing I think I would definitely have a person on each hole to do the flag. That's one of the touch points. We probably wouldn't have rakes in a sand trap just because of the touch points, and I would incorporate a local rule of you know, finding the nearest relief in a sand trap, you know, for a lie. Keeping the teams, you know, distances, I'd probably just preempt the coaches to make sure they have masks for the players at the beginning. After the round starts, that social distancing is really attainable. I know I've been out there golfing in the men's league out at Fire Lake, and it's really not an issue. You know, there's plenty of room out there. There might be the tournament scene of golf might be a little challenging just because of the start in the clubhouse and if concessions and stuff like that. But as far as space at a golf course, it's more than accommodating for social distancing. So I don't think it's going to be an issue if they figure out a way on how to, you know, people want to eat, people want to ride carts. You know, right now it's just one person per cart, but if you have two people in there, you just have to, you know, face masks. So I don't think there's going to be an issue with IHSA. With that being said, you know, sometimes the entities want to be as safe as possible, and the only absolute way to be safe is to not have something. But hopefully that is just maybe during the season, you know, I don't know, tournaments are not allowed during season, and then we just keep working toward the end of season. I would be very disappointed if they didn't have the state series. I think we're intelligent enough and responsible enough to make that happen. It just takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of corralling and organization, and I think we can do that as a golf entity in the IHSA.
Yeah, and I know you have to be excited about wanting a season because you're coming off a really great campaign last year as a team, right?
So last year we had 5 individuals at sectional and 2 individuals qualified for state. The year before we had the team go to state. And Ethan Earl was an first all-state golfer, a male golfer from Sherrard. Katie Schmidt was an all-state girl golfer. The team, if you ask the coach how his team is, this is probably one of the strongest team coming into it I've had. as far as, you know, experience and work ethic. The kids, I see them out there all the time at the course. Half of them work out there. And, you know, like I said, the relationship we have with Fire Lake Golf Club helps me tremendously with building this team. You know, these guys were playing before high school out there, and now most they got a few seniors and a few juniors coming in, and they're very strong golfers. So I want to have a season. This is exciting for a coach because you see it build, and it's like, okay, now it's time. And I know it's attainable to have golf season.
All right. Well, again, Brett Williams working to grow the game and, again, offering a clinic beginning July the 5th every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Until, again, the course shuts down for the season. So, again, you can show up on July the 5th at around 3 o'clock at Fire Lake National Golf Club. Coach Williams, thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you so much, Jim. Have a good day.
You're listening to WRMJ.